It's Robbie Malinga with Fiso on Rise FM with myself and Bumi. It's about 11:45 and celebrating International Women's Day this morning. We're chatting to the Women's Rights Manager at ActionAid, Lindelwe Wakanqumalo. Good morning, Lindelwe. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Mbumi. Morning to you and your listeners.
In a world where the conversation around women's rights, equal rights or equal pay, gender-based violence and femicide, and yet in 2021, we still face these challenges and these conversations continue. How are you as ActionAid celebrating International Women's Day today?
You know, Mumi, you raise such great points, because I think what we continually grapple with is, of course, the importance of recognizing the strides that, you know, women have seen in the past decades, recognizing the women who've been in the forefront of that fight and recognizing those that continue to push for change. We're stuck with the context where the majority of us as women are not seeing and living this thing. So we're celebrating it by having a couple of discussions throughout the month that are looking at what is the response of the GBV, gender-based violence and femicide in our country. What was the state of the nation saying? What is the budget saying? Because those things tell us how we better partner with government to see that realized.
Mm-hmm.
It also tells us the commitment that we have from our partner with government on responding to that. And then we're also taking time out to say, though, there are amazing women who are pushing for change in different communities around the country that we work with, and really recognizing their work, encouraging them to say, look, I'm too big in, you know, and push for the change that we want to see.
You know, speaking of change, Lindelwe, what is needed to foster a world in which women experience equality, support, and inclusiveness, both in public and private domains?
You know, it feels like something that's so impossible, when actually something that's very possible. Firstly, recognizing the adverse circumstances that women find themselves in. It starts also with recognizing the role of patriarchy, which is the system that basically uplifts one gender over another. And in this case, it would be the men over women and obviously LGBTI people as well. And then it also, that recognition of human rights, the acceptance that, you know, we are able to live as we please. We should be able to live and lead our lives as we please. And then also a huge part on the male gender to let go of some of that power. And that's where the fight is, because I think, you know, having power, most people are not really, are reluctant to let that go, you know. And then, of course, this is then, you know, seen specifically in how we implement. So we have great policies and laws in South Africa, but the implementation, you know, relies on individuals. It relies on people. It relies on systems that are developed by people. So it's moving and shifting that as well.
And it starts...
And same in families and other structures.
It starts at home for me, right? Because, you know, you're doing great work as an organization. And as you mentioned, the country might have laws and policies that are supporting the work that we do. But it starts in just the perception and that patriarchy that is perpetuated in individual households, where you're grooming young men who grow up with this masculinity entitlement of some sort, or even women who perpetuated, whether you're a young girl, just, you know, accepting the status quo as is. So what can we do maybe as communities in our homes? Because I believe if it can be resolved in the household, it can extend to then, you know, the broader community and society at large.
No, 100. I mean, those institutions like family, community, church, you know, different religious institutions, schooling and stuff, it starts really within that individual setting. You know, I often get asked specifically by men, saying, what should we do? Mm. You know, all these things. And the is like, forget marching. Just start in your household.
Mm-hmm.
How are you ensuring that you are supported as a brother, as a cousin, as a father, as an uncle, in a way that shows that you value the inputs and the positions of women within the household? don't want to be on the screen if you're comfortable. Women know for a fact that you can't be opposed to women or in Botswana, and all of those sorts of things.
Mm.
And then also recognizing the value of having both genders in their position within the community, you know. So opening opportunities for the girls and the women in your conversations to be heard, to be understood, making decisions that consider perspectives of everyone in the home, and also taking a step back from that, you know, position I think that toxic masculinity works from, which is an ego of control, and saying, actually, I have no right to control anyone. I have no right to control my kids. I have no right to control my partner. I have no right to control my, you know, my staff or any person who's considered a female. You know, unlearning that, which actually is a limitation in the way of thinking, you know, including the women who, like you were saying, you know, we call them the god of the patriarchy, who are the ones who are going to stand there and say, hi, exactly. Just because bakula kanjalo nabo, they felt that as a disadvantage. So let them support a new way of being so that labanye lababalanzelako bangafani nabo, you know, and not have to go through those same experiences as well.
Man. It's Lindelwe Waganqumalo la. She's the Women's Rights Manager at ActionAid. There's never enough time for these conversations, and I feel so sad that we have to leave it here. But ActionAidSouthAfrica.org.za is the website. You can visit and follow some of the work that they do, or maybe just go on to Facebook and look up ActionAid South Africa. Lindelwe, ngibonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho namhlanje.
Thank you so much, Mbumi, to you and your listeners. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you, too. Oh, and with that, I leave it there, but don't worry, we continue with the celebrations. I leave you in capable hands of ladies for the rest of the afternoon. From Miss K to Zuki and Lily, they will hand over to the news ladies, Nzingisa Chira, Nayanigete, how we bonin the Nancy Dang Balegela, and then Pretty D wrapping it up for us later in the evening. That's it from me. Enjoy your Monday and have an awesome, awesome week.